Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria Friday as a U.S.-led coalition urged Moscow to halt any attacks on the Syrian opposition and focus on Islamic State targets. The coalition includes the U.S., Britain, Turkey, France, Germany, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. It's been carrying out airstrikes against IS targets for about a year. Russia has said it's targeting Islamic State militants, but the United States accuses Russia of using the campaign to back the government of Bashar al-Assad. At the Pentagon Thursday, spokesperson Peter Cook met with reporters about the Russia airstrikes.
The view is that if we can take steps to avoid miscalculation, misjudgment, to avoid some sort of accident happening in the skies, we are going to at least engage in that conversation right now with the Russians, and we'll see where that goes.
Investigators are attempting to determine why a lone gunman went on a shooting rampage at a local college in rural southern Oregon. Meanwhile, a shock community mourned the victims and comforted the survivors. Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon told reporters in Eugene, Oregon, early Friday that investigators were at Umpqua Community College and the shooter's nearby apartment throughout the night. Hanlon told CNN investigators had spent the night trying to reach neighbors and friends of the shooter and that they were still processing evidence from the crime scene. Officials identified the gunman as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer and said he opened fire at the college on Thursday. Remember to look at our website. You can access it at voanews.com. This is VOA News.